I started using plastics, which, you know, which all belong to the same family, you know, of prosthetic grade plastics. I think as a way of, you know, both referring to the protective equipment that surrounded me as a football player, and the possibility of taking some of those materials and putting them inside your body. You know, the potential for some of these materials to live both internally and externally is a way of building the architecture of the body inward and outward. Well, I think that within that family of plastics, I wanted there to be a liquid state. You know, a lot of these materials, their defining quality is their resistance to friction. And of course, you know, Vaseline, petroleum jelly is a lubricant. So I think the initial impulse was more to do with, you know, making objects as a student and, you know, being repelled by how dry they were and just wanting to moisten them and using petroleum jelly because it was available. It's also, I think, something that was just present all the time in the training room. There was always petroleum jelly. There was always the mentholated petroleum jelly that they would put on the roof of your mouth if you had cotton mouth, you know, or put on your ankles before they would tape them. There was always this sort of layer of lubricant.